You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR radio network. This is episode 15. Your turning point story is your message. And welcome to the show. It's live.
It's live. Yes.
I'm Donna Cundy, the co-founder of the IBGR network radio host and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Ostigiera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Remember that you can follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
This is just words.
It's just words, I know.
This is what you get with live. So
we wrote the words, so we know what we're going to say. Yeah. We're just so excited to talk about these things.
Really, we were just talking about that over the break. Setting this episode up with Patrick Rothfuss. I really like what Patrick has to say, and he says, it's like everyone tells a story about themselves inside their own head, always, all the time. That story makes you what you are. We build ourselves out of that story. Gosh, I love the way that is written, because isn't it always going through our heads? I don't know anybody who doesn't have that little voice in their head.
No, it's constant, right? And mm-hmm. There are so many ways to use this quote, but here we're talking about the stories that we tell and that we can tell, and why this is important for you, in getting comfortable in telling your stories, because this is what starts to attract your ideal clients and your audience, right? They feel like they're going to resonate with you, so. We think that to become a person worth watching, you do this by sharing your turning point story in the hero's journey format that we shared about in the last episode. And this is going to inspire your audience to take action with you. To take action meaning, right, the call to action, right? So all of these pieces that we're laying out episode by episode for you start to make more sense, I hope, for mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. All very well thought out for you people.
yeah. And, you know, I shared a little bit of my turning point story in the last episode, that it's a challenge that I personally overcame. So every turning point story includes that challenge that you personally overcome in your own life. And each one relates to an offer, invitation, call to action. And it's shared to build credibility and relatability and to invite your audience to start their own journey. I think that's really important, to invite people to take their own journey.
Yeah. And when you and I first met, maybe in that first just kind of connection call, right, that mm-hmm. we had, I think you told me about the microphone story. Mm-hmm. And it's part of what made me like you. There were many reasons. But hearing that story, right, resonated with me. And at that point, neither of us really had any idea what we would end up doing together, right? But it resonated with me. Why? Because I have my version, right? I have my situation where I was terrified to speak and to be seen. And so hearing that you had that and you overcame that, and I had already, of course, overcome my fear by the time you and I met, but knowing that was like, oh, we have something in common. I like this person. I want to see what else we could do together, whatever that meant. And we didn't know what that was going to mean. And we've been talking a lot about your relationship, the viewers, with your potential clients. But there's a whole other aspect of being in business, which is collaborations, right? Which we mm-hmm. haven't even talked about. But this is an example of through connection and storytelling, we bonded and created something. And now this whole TV talk show formula was born because of a story, right? Where there was a me wanting to be further in your world and to know more about how something could happen. So there's a lot of reasons why you want to know what your turning point stories are and get comfortable at telling them.
And yes, and thank you for saying that, because what I found is that when I say I own a radio station, people are like, "Ooh." it gets people's attention, but it doesn't connect. There's a barrier. But when I when I say that there was a time when I was not heard, I was seen but not heard,
right?
And this getting the words out, I can't tell you how many microphones I sat in front of that didn't work. I'm at an ESPN radio station down in Richmond, Virginia. The last time it happened, doing an interview with my business partner, there's three microphones in front of us. 7 minutes into it, I've got the video on my profile on Facebook. 7 minutes into it, my microphone stops working.
Blew it out.
Yeah, and it it's this idea that, you know, as we're on the journey, we share the journey. They can be laughable things. Like, I laugh a lot of times at these things, but it just builds that trust. What the turning point stories do, Declan, that we talked about, is they may either connect or they repel.
Yes.
There are people that might hear my microphone story and not want to work with me because I'm too unprofessional or what have you. I'm just real. It's just me. This is my story. You know, just people that want to, people that want a podcast that is polished. I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to give you real and authentic. And that's part of my brand. And that's part of my story.
And I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And it's credibility as well. And relatability is like all the abilities about building your audience, like, which we've talked about in some of these previous episodes as well, is how do you do that? How do you do this through your messaging? How do you do this through your words that you're sharing? And not just how, but it's so important too, because when you have your TV talk show, who's going to watch this, right? So we're kind of guiding you down this path of how to build this in a way that you have the ideal audience following you and paying attention and you becoming a person worth watching. And these are ways to do it. So your story, your turning point story, is a big piece of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this episode is just one episode of 52, not to be frightening with that, is 13 weeks. So make sure that you do subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com so you don't miss an episode. And if you want help with your turning point story or any type of live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. Because if you haven't heard it in our voice yet, if you haven't seen it in our faces, we want to be there. This is part of our purpose. That's why that's why you and I are doing this, is it's amplifying voices.
100%.
Yeah.
So and even though we have different stories and they share similarities, we have that same common purpose, right? Is we both have a mission, a passion to help people to be seen, to be heard, the voices to be amplified. And this is what, when you are telling your stories, people, when you're putting yourself out there and you're not afraid to scare away or repel people, we do want that to happen, right? Because you're not for everyone, but you are for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. As you tell these stories, you're empowering those people to go out and to tell their stories too, right? So that's, again, back to all this transformation that we talk about in these episodes. Mm-hmm. So what do they need to do?
Well, follow the turning point story formula. We have formulas for everything.
We do. We have a lot of formulas. Like a pharmacy.
We want you to write your turning point story, just from write it from a place of empowerment, not victimhood. If you notice in the telling of the stories, you know, I could have talked about the abusive, toxic relationships and how they held me down and all these. And sometimes I do put that into the story, but always that I overcame. I laugh at the beginning of every show because I'm not sure if the microphone's going to work. So always from a place of empowerment. You can frame a story in several different ways. And in order to create that, bring in the hero, position you as a hero, it has to be of empowerment. You can answer the questions about what happened. What was the problem? How did you transform it? What was the result? And how can you help your audience?
Yeah. So just to use your story as an example. So what happened? That is so funny. What happened was, right, so there were circumstances in life that led you to live believing that you could not be seen or not be heard, right? Mm-hmm. So you were squelched in your communication, and your voice was not being amplified. So things happened that led to not being heard, right? So that was the problem. So you weren't being able to do in the world what you wanted to do, what you felt somewhere in your heart already that you were here to do, what that purpose was that you were unraveling. And then you did a vision board, which was not something that you were on board with. I love that part of your story. And lo and behold, a bunch of microphones showed up. That's a really powerful thing about vision boards. And you started to follow the cues, right? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I'm going to make a podcast. And now I'm on a radio show. And now I'm going to have a radio station, right? In 3 years? Mm-hmm. That part blows my mind. So this is the power of like following the clues, following your intuition, right? And now you're helping people around the world, 14,000 podcasts and growing, you know, every day, right? And this is how you help your audience now, is by showing you how you can do this too.
Right.
So that makes sense. Was that right? Was that the story?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you can do it too. Yeah.
And you can do it too. Right. All right. And so the action, we want you to write your version of your, pick one, what happened, right? Use the formula and tell it in a 3 to 5 minute video. So we're going to have a video, right? Tell your story from a place of empowerment. And we do want you to share this video on your social media and watch what happens. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I know it's a little scary, but it's amazing.
And it doesn't have to be your oh my gosh, big story.
Right.
Just any story that hits all of those elements is what we're asking at this point.
Yeah. You've really transformed. So if you're still processing something that's happened in your life that you're not fully transformed or triumphed over, don't share that story yet. Yeah. Share one that you have that you feel confident in talking.
You learned to tie your shoes when you were 3 years old. That's a great place. And we got to wrap it up though.